What I'm saying is that you're thinking in terms of a solid mass of metal strong enough to stand up to the discharge of these new rifled artillery pieces of yours.
Of course I am. You're not suggesting we make them out of wood, are you?
Not quite. Merlin grinned at the asperity which had seeped into Seamount's tone. The point which had occurred to me was that perhaps Master Hausman should be looking into another approach. What if, instead of trying to cast the cannon as a single, massive piece of metal, then reaming out and rifling the bore, he used a relatively thin wrought iron tube like the sleeve we were talking about a few moments ago? But instead of sticking it down inside an existing bronze gun tube and expanding it, what would happen if he wrapped it very tightly in wire instead? Seamount opened his mouth as if to automatically dismiss the idea, then froze. His eyes widened in sudden speculation.
What you're saying is that we could wrap the reinforcement around a fairly light tube, he said slowly. I don't see any reason that couldn't work, as long as we wrapped it tightly and thickly enough.
I'd think a wire-wrapped approach would be a lot less brittle than cast iron or even wrought iron, Merlin agreed. Surely the individual wires would have a tendency to flex and stretch without cracking or bursting the way solid metal might under the same pressures.
Not only that, Seamount said with gathering enthusiasm, but you wouldn't have to wonder if there were flaws the way you do with iron. You'd be able to examine every inch of wire individually before it went into the gun.
Yes, you would. Merlin's approving surprise wasn't at all feigned. Once again, Seamount's agile brain was leaping ahead as soon as the possibilities were pointed out to him.
I don't know if it's practical, at least with Master Hausman's existing equipment, the Carizian said,
almost bouncing up and down on his toes as his mind careened through the vista of possibilities and the accompanying manufacturing problems which would have to be overcome.
For one thing, we'd be talking about a lot of wire, and I have no idea what his wire-drawing capacity might be, and I'm fairly certain that it would have to be wrapped really tightly, tighter than we can manage with muscle power, which is going to require his mechanics to figure out how to do it using water power. If they can't do it with what they have now, though, I'm sure they can figure out how to build whatever they need to build in order to build whatever they need in order to do it.
He wheeled back to the wall of slate, chalk clattering as he wrote furiously. Then he spun back around to Merlin just as quickly, pointing at him with the piece of chalk.
I don't believe for a minute that you just happened to think of this, Sajin Merlin.
It could have been accusing, but it wasn't.
On the other hand, I'm not going to ask any more questions today. I've got the oddest feeling that if I were to do that, we'd find ourselves getting into explanations you'd really rather not make.
Merlin managed to keep his expression under control. It wasn't the first time one of Seamount's comments had headed in the same direction, but this one was more explicit than most, and he decided not to mention a third problem the little Commodore was about to encounter with rifled guns. The fuse system he'd worked out for his smoothbore shells would work just fine, relying on flash for the original ignition. But sticking that sort of fuse design onto the nose of a rifled round was likely to prove more problematical. Since a rifled shell was always going to land nose first, a nose-mounted fuse would tend to be crushed on impact, or else driven back into the shell. In the first case, the shell probably wouldn't detonate at all. In the second case, it would detonate effectively instantaneously, before it had time to penetrate sufficiently into the target. I'll just let you come across that little difficulty for yourself, my lord, he thought dryly. I'm sure it will occur to you soon enough. It probably won't do all that much good, but at least I can pretend I don't have all of the answers. Besides, I want to see how you approach the problem. One thing I'm sure of, it'll be interesting.
Don't worry, Merlin, Seamount continued,
his eyes gleaming almost as if he'd just read Merlin's mind.
"I promise to be good, but I'll be interested to see Hausman's reaction to my suggestions about how to approach this. You realize you're about to set off another round of infernal innovation, don't you?"
The thought hadn't even crossed my mind. Merlin said, with immense and completely false sincerity.
"Oh, of course it hadn't."
Seamount chuckled, shook his head, and turned back to his chalked notes.
"I'm glad Father Pater is back on board with Archbishop Michael, because this is going to be at least as upsetting to certain people I could think of as the first batch of artillery improvements were."
"Oh, I hope so, Sir Alfred," Merlin thought, watching the Commodore ponder his notes. "I do hope so."